ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
X7, is it?
Yes.
X7, Canto 1, Chapter 4, Appearance of Shinada. It happened that King Pariksit met this great sage, making it possible for this great transcendental essence to be sung to him. Translation. He, Sukadeva Goswami, was accustomed to stay at the door of a householder only long enough for a cow to be milked, and he did this just to sanctify the residence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Upakara Maya Radhatvisa Parantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhuni Chananda Sri Adaita Garada Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm getting too hot. You can move this. Maybe shut it off. So, Sukadeva Goswami was already realized in the womb of the mother. He didn't want to come out because he said, if I come out, then I'm just going to be, I'm going to see the form of Maya and I might be attracted, so better I should just stay here. From here I can remain meditating on the impersonal Brahman. But then he heard this Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, and so he was attracted. That verse is there, the Atmarama verse. Even the Atmarama who is fully satisfied. Atmarama is one who is satisfied with himself. So even the Atmarama, he'll be attracted to the pastimes of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya spoke on this verse elaborately. 64 different ways, I think, we can read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the purport is that is attractive. And he's more attractive than any sense gratification. He's more attractive than any impersonal liberation. He's more attractive than any mystic power that the yogis may acquire. But he's not cheap. In order to get Krishna, we have to become his devotee. We have to care more for him than we do for ourselves. This is the devotional life. It was when the aspirant actually is no longer concerned about his own position. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. He's asked by the Lord to give some benediction. He says, well, I don't really require anything. I'm satisfied just the way I am. I'm not aspiring to become more advanced or something, because I have faith you'll do whatever you need, or do whatever I need. You'll arrange for me whatever I need, because I'm your devotee and I'm trying to serve you. So I have faith that. So for my own account, I don't need anything. But I do feel some compassion when I see that others are suffering. This is the mood of the devotee. Paradukaduka. He's sorry to see others suffering, therefore he taxes his brain. How to present this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this was Prabhupada's whole mission of life, how to present Srimad Bhagavatam especially. He is very pleased to see them being distributed to the universities, his sets of books. That reminds me, I should call LA today and order the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can remind me if you have one. So this is our mission, to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Why? Because this way, we can help people. But someone may say, well, how is it helping you? Yes, we have faith that if we help, if we give people Krishna, then Krishna will be pleased. This is his promise. He says, no one is more dear to me than one who explains to the innocent people. So we're doing that, therefore, we're not concerned on our own account. We have faith that Krishna will arrange everything favorable for us. We don't have to go out of our way to adjust things. Conditions. Everything is coming to us for our benefit. This is the mood of the devotee. He sees like that. The tatena kampam manashikshamanam, that whatever happens to the devotee, from the core of his heart, he remains faithful to the Lord. He says, yes, my Lord, this is what you have arranged for me, for my purification, or for my, so that I can use it in the service of the Lord in some way. He remains, therefore such a person can actually be steady. Because he's not hankering for anything. Hankering and lamentation is what the materialist is always hankering for something, is always lamenting for something. Dukalayam and Shashvatam. No, that's it. What's the verse? Hankering and lamentation? Pranabhutta Pasanama, Nasochati. Not hankering and not lamenting. Why? Because he's on the Brahman platform. He's able to perceive Krishna's reciprocation with him. And so he takes it. That yes, this is Krishna's arrangement. Whatever Krishna is doing for me, I'm his devotee, so whatever he's doing for me, this is righteous. Better say, I'm his servant. Prabhupada didn't like so much if we think I'm his devotee. Of course, those who are serving Krishna are his devotees, but still, on our own account, we should think, I'm not a devotee, because devotee is very elevated. But I'm trying to be a servant of the servant, an insignificant servant of the servant. Yeah, this is the mood of the Vaishnava. And then, he'll perceive that Krishna is really his friend, and Krishna is there in his holy name, and Krishna is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is there in his service. Krishna is there in his spiritual master. Krishna is, in so many ways, Krishna is, in his prasadam, is directing us, is helping us. He's so kind. And even though we're not qualified by the strict law of justice, we should be in hell forever and ever, like the Christians claim. But the Lord is so merciful that he's agreed to come in this various ways, especially in his holy name. And therefore, we can be very grateful for to the Lord's representative. And in turn, we should try to be a representative to others. This is the parampara. Prabhupada wanted thousands of gurus. Everybody is a guru if they can bring Krishna to people. This is the qualification. One who knows the science of Krishna. This is the science, this is the definition of guru. Not that one is born a Hindu or something. No, the Lord Chaitanya has clearly said, what is that verse? The one who, qualification for being guru? Say Tattva Guru Hai, what is it?
This is from Nataran's section.
No. One who knows the science of Krishna.
Kibabi
Pratyanyasins.
Shodakinai.
Yeah. Yeah, Tattva.
Say Guru.
Say Guru.
Say Guru Hai.
So this is the qualification. One who knows the science of the subject of Krishna. So what is the difficulty? It's to know the science of Krishna is very simple. Even a child, Prabhupada was congratulating one small child. She would approach people and say, she would say to them, do you know who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is? And they would look at her and say, no. And she would say, Krishna. And then she'd go to the next person. Like this, she was preaching, and Prabhupada very much appreciated. He said, yes, this is preaching. Even a child can preach. We don't have to be erudite or something. Just to know the principle. The principle is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're his part and parcel. Now we're in the material world, separated from him, floundering here, except so many problems by the nature, struggle. Shashvati, big problems are here. Dukalayam and Shashvatam, temporary, full of misery. This is the material world. Therefore, there's always some difficulty. We're not surprised there's some difficulty. But by some great fortune, we've been connected to Krishna. We accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then all our difficulties are finished. If we really accept that, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'm his eternal servant. Swarup, this is our Swarup. Nitya Krishna Das, we are the eternal servant of Krishna. Then, what is the problem? We can always engage in Krishna's service. What can check us from engaging in service of Krishna? There were so many attempts were made to check Prahlad Maharaj. But he just remained determined, no, I'm going to serve Krishna. I remember Krishna's name. There's so many ways we can serve Krishna. We can do some practical service. And in that way, you can say, overcome the difficulties. Doesn't require Herculean effort, like holding up the world or something. Just do according to our nature, do everything for Krishna. Once the Baba was asking the devotees in the early days, how they were different now that they were devotees. And one devotee said, actually, I'm the same thing that I used to do. I walked down San Francisco. The only difference is now I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Baba said, yes, very nice. So we don't have to change. We just do the same thing we were doing before, but do it for Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Do it, whatever service we do, it should be directed to Krishna. Then there's no difficulty. But don't become lazy. Baba used to caution, don't make the temple a place for eating and sleeping. But we should come together to enliven each other so we can go out and distribute this information. This is the mood. This is the mission. This is the mood of ISKCON to push on this movement, especially book distribution. Okay, any questions? Shri Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.